Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August the 5th of 2020. And I must apologize for the noise. I am outside at a barbecue restaurant, Bad Brad's Barbecue, Bad Brad's actually, here in Orion Township, Auburn Hills area, here on Baldwin Road, north of I-75, mile or two north of the Great Lakes Crossing outlet. Now, speaking of Great Lakes Crossing, for the first years that it was open, it wasn't even called Great Lakes Crossing Outlets. It was just called Great Lakes Crossing, which to me, believe it or not, that's what it still is, with the outlet part of the name kept out. Because I just think that just makes the name longer. So that's why to me it's just Great Lakes Crossing. But I'm so glad that you've tuned in tonight. You're ready to receive everything that God has for you. With the being at a restaurant, I must say that it will be a bit shorter of a show tonight. It's going to be half or less of what it normally is because we are ordering food. And when it comes, I'm going to have to cut it off for the night. So it's just a bit of a heads up. So to start off with, Lord, I'm gonna pray real quick, and then I'm going to sing one song, and then I'm going to get right into what I had planned for tonight, which is asking Natalia, having Natalia explain what she does, what her and her husband do in Honduras as they are missionaries to another country. And being we talked about the Great Commission the other night, I figured I would, me and her would talk about what she does, and I'd have her explain.
Yes, we are together.
Mom? Yes? Have Dad tell her that it's the beans and that it's that I want the pulled pork and beans.
Okay, you hear that?
It's pulled pork and beans.
Okay, you got it.
So, I'm sorry about that, listeners. I just had to do that so that the reason I had to do that, listeners, is so that I get fed. Because otherwise, who knows whether or not I get fed? because then I'd keep being barraged at, what are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? So, when you're at a restaurant, that's just what happens. Does this say Coca-Cola? What does this say, the competition, or what does it not say either? That's all the cup says? What do the other ones say?
No, it says the glass says Bad Brad's Barbecue.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want, do you want one?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word tonight, for this time tonight, Lord Jesus, and I just thank you that your hand is upon us. Thank you for the commission that you've placed upon our lives to go into all the world and preach. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that this word, that everyone that needs to hear the word hears it tonight, that may they beans, pit beans.
Do you want to substitute with pit beans or come with chips?
I'll do chips then.
Okay.
I wanted the beans, but it's fine.
Okay. You can add one.
I thought it costed more.
I was wrong. Okay.
So.
It comes with two, but you can add it out.
How much more is the beans?
The beans are size, or like an additional size, is a 3.
No thanks.
It's okay. Yes, you are having it.
I want those.
So, okay. So, pit beans as well?
Yeah.
And then,
go to her. She'll order for the rest of the kids and herself.
Okay, good. Keep going.
But anyhow, but I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that word. I thank you that everything that you have, that people receive, everything you have for them tonight, and I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight in Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight, as I always do. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership come to this program. And I thank you most of all for the huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, and amen, and amen. Now, as I said, it's at a restaurant. We're on the road, so it's a bit unorthodox tonight. So I have my friend Natalia here with us tonight. And so the listeners can kind of understand. Natalia, what exactly do you do in Honduras, and what is it that led you and Warren out there to Honduras?
Okay. Well, Riv, it goes back to what you were talking about with the Great Commission. I look at the Great Commission as a passing of the baton from Jesus to his apostles, his disciples, their apostles, their disciples, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. It's a passing of the baton. Because if we don't do and pick up that baton and do the work that Jesus taught us to do, then there's no point in Jesus even coming. He started it. He taught his apostles, disciples, what to do, how to evangelize, which word is from God, what to say, how to help people. So because of that, Warren, my husband Warren and I, for whatever reason, and I'll explain that, we were chosen by God to go to the country of Honduras, which is in Central America. It's 3 countries south of Mexico, if that helps you picture it.
Yep.
So why Honduras? Because many people would say, well, you have plenty of people here in the United States, even in Michigan, where we're all from, that need salvation. They don't know Jesus. Why would you go to a different country when you can evangelize and spread the word and preach the word and do the work of God, spreading his love here in the United States? And the answer is, we have no idea. We do not know why God would take people and send them to a foreign land when, of course, they could just be as effective here. But we do believe that somewhere along the way of our ministry and ministering in Honduras, or maybe at the very end, or maybe not till we get in heaven, will we truly understand why we were sent to Honduras. And why Honduras? It could have been any other nation. And again, someplace in Michigan. We don't know why. It doesn't really matter why, although at some point it may be evident. My husband is very good with his hands. He is an excellent missionary. He is a hard worker. He cries over the nation, over the people. He's a hands-on guy with carpentry skills, all sorts of building skills, and just loves the people of Honduras. I, on the other hand, I'm a preacher. So what his is to work with his hands and to spread the gospel and the love of Jesus. And mine is to actually spread the gospel and the word of God with my mouth, with preaching. And, of course, spreading the love of God. So that is what we do in Honduras, Riv.
Amen. And tell us about the school that you and Warren work with, because I had mentioned that the other day.
Okay. For, again, whatever reason, God knows best. Father knows best, right? We don't question. We simply follow and obey.
Exactly.
So the school, in Honduras, there are 10 different departments, which we would, in our state, we might call like counties, but they have departments. So we are living on a campus of a Christian boarding school in the department of Copan, right outside the city of La Entrada. And again, it's a boarding school. Right now, with the coronavirus, probably every school in the whole world has been shut down until things can resume. But this is our fifth year here working at the school in La Entrada, Copan. The name of the school is Plan Escalón, and that means a ladder plan or a plan to advance, climb higher, and to advance in their society, and at the same time, since it's a Christian school, to advance in the kingdom of God. We have been involved in the teaching. My major in college and it was physical education, so I have taught physical education, but also English because we speak English. So we are the perfect, we are the perfect English teachers, and that is wonderful. And my husband has taught English, and again, anything he can do around the school to get groups of students together and maybe show them how to change the oil on a car, give them life skills, show them how to use a saw, a bandsaw, show them how to use a welder. So they are using practical skills, learning practical skills, and again, I come from the preaching perspective, teaching them about life. And what I learned from my pastor, Dr. Barclay, that he used with his family and his children and grandchildren is to say and pray, Lord, give me their heart. And that's what I pray for these students. Lord, give me their heart. Some come from affluent families, but others come from the shacks of the mountains or the rural areas of Honduras, still using an outhouse, washing their clothes by hand in a little concrete tub, living off of the land, not even buying groceries, but living off of the land. And so some kids come, again, from affluent societies, and some come from very, very poor rural or mountain areas. So back to, Lord, give me their heart. And if God will make that connection between me and them through the love of Jesus and them truly understanding that we love those students, then God will give us their heart, and we can then pour into their lives because they're open, and we can spread the gospel, the love of Jesus. And as they learn life skills and the academic skills and Bible skills in relationship with Jesus, they're also learning how to function in society so that when they can graduate, they can get a job and be productive, because I don't remember the exact unemployment rate, but it's high. It's like 70% unemployment. So only the educated and those trusting in God will get the good jobs, and that's what we do, is impart to those students and prepare them for life.
That's really great. I want to thank you so much, Natalia, for that, for answering those questions. And you see, listeners, it's really great when you can have perspectives from people who are actually missionaries to another country, even though they may be from the States. And I was even talking to her earlier today, and even the way they're handling the virus, it's very different there than here. remind the listeners of what it's like about the whole thing, about the spray down and that in Honduras.
All right. In Honduras, the regulations are more strict than here in the United States. There also, the law requires you to wear a mask outside of your house. But we can only go shopping one day every 2 weeks, according to the last digit of your ID number. So to go shopping, you have to stop at a military police checkpoint. They will look at your ID, confirm that it is indeed your day to shop. There can only be two people in a vehicle, and when you get to the store, only one of you can go inside. Two people from the same household cannot go inside. When you go through the military checkpoint, you then have to get out of your vehicle. They spray the inside of your vehicle and the outside with disinfectant. Then they spray you front and back with disinfectant spray. When you get to the store to buy groceries or the pharmacy or whatever, they again check your ID. You have to step into this tray of disinfectant for your shoes, and then they spray you again front and back, and then they give you hand sanitizer. Masks are a law. Gloves are encouraged. Hand sanitizer is encouraged. But on Saturdays and Sundays, you can't even leave your house or they will arrest you. And so it is more strict. And however, Honduras has a low incident rate of infection from the coronavirus. So I don't question it. I don't criticize it. I chose to stay in Honduras when all American missionaries were urged to leave because we didn't know what the future held. But I chose to stay in Honduras, and therefore I had to abide by their laws, and that's simply how it is. And that's what we did.
And that's really good, again, to hear different perspectives of how it works in other countries, and that and we can complain all we want here about, they made me wear a mask to go into Myers or Walmart or whatever else. And that, if you heard what Natalia just said, you got to wear a mask when you leave your house, and you can only go into town every 2 weeks. Think about that, listeners. So be grateful. Listeners, we should all be grateful that we live in the United States, even though it's not perfect, even though we have, you know, Kyron. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, for, what did you say, Mama?
I was saying that the food is ready, and I was saying that, yes, you can pray
for
the food, and then you must sing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this food. I pray that you bless and sanctify it to our bodies. Take all sickness and disease away from the food and bless the hands that prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to sing real quick, listeners, and then I'm gonna call it a night. Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing with all I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great word tonight. Listeners, receive everything you have for them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that great commission that you placed upon us, and that we go wherever you call us to go. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. And Psalm 91 over the weekend, Lord Jesus, that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us. No evil person shall come near us in the name of Jesus. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.